You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there for you completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. It is kind of a sad night here on Free Talk Live. Sam is with us here in the studio, as he is every Tuesday night, but will not be after this week because you're leaving, Sam.
Heading back to Texas.
You're going back to live on the family farm out in Texas, and I know that you likely covered this in detail on Sunday night's episode of the show where you are hosting our internet-based version of Free Talk Live, but for our listeners that may be unfamiliar with that, what's the general gist of why you're exiting New Hampshire after having lived here for about two years of your life?
I think there's a lot of stuff on the horizon as far as currency crisis, economic collapse, a lot of things kind of brewing and coming about. And I feel like the same thing that led me here in the first place and brought me to New Hampshire is now telling me it's time to go back there and sort of get outside of the city, get away from New Hampshire for now, and I'm going to go back, build something called an earth bag house out on my family farm. We have a couple hundred acres out there. We have trees, cows, ponds stocked with catfish. My mom's already doing a 10-acre garden out there. We have bunk houses where a lot of the family comes down. So
some would say we moved here for the Free State Project, which is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging here in New Hampshire. And you came up here. Mark and I have been here for 4 years. You came up a couple of years ago.
Right.
And you've certainly been one of the more visible activists doing obscuredtruth.com, putting together some video production pieces and putting those out there, also involving yourself in civil disobedience and being arrested more than once. Some would say this is a sign that the Free State Project is a failure.
I think it's been a success. I mean, in its stated goals, I have some questions about that, getting to the 20,000 and so forth. It's hard to say what's coming up in the next few years because I think it's going to be pretty chaotic. But at the same time, I know without a doubt the Free State Project has planted so many seeds in the minds of so many people, and that's where the evolution is really taking place as all of this stuff unfolds, or if it doesn't, maybe we're wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about all this, but as it unfolds, I think all of these seeds that we planted will take root, and really, people will understand and see what we've been talking about firsthand, and we'll have a lot of credibility. Where a lot of the people who thought, well, we're just too radical, or that's crazy, the government's always been good to me, are now going to really be open to listening to us, and I think after this crisis kind of passes and we start rebuilding society and recreating things, that what we've done here will play a huge role in that, and we'll also have a lot of work to do, I think, in sort of reshaping how we move forward from there.
Were you, it's important to point out the Free State Project. You mentioned 20,000. Mm-hmm. That was the original goal of the project, was to arrive at 20,000 people who have signed up at freestateproject.org to say they're going to make the move to New Hampshire. And then once 20,000 is reached, there's a five-year window in which they have to move to New Hampshire. We're just over halfway there. I mean, 10,500 is right around
just
where we're
six,
at.
Yeah.
And so there's quite a ways to go, actually,
right,
to reach the 20,000 number. Now, a lot of folks have made the move early, and that's so we are. We're early movers as part of the Free State Project. Several hundred people have made the move early, and that's several hundred scattered about all across New Hampshire in various different places. Looking at it from that perspective, really, things have only just begun.
That's right.
Would you say, what would you say that you've seen in 2 years here from beginning to now? As far as your impressions of how things have gone, are they getting better? Are you seeing a...
I've seen a major explosion in the activity and the sophistication. I mean, when I first got here, I'd go to Social Sunday events, one of the local gatherings here in Keene, and there'd be a dozen people or so there, and then it spiked up to around 30 people or so, and now it's around 15, 20, I would say, on an average week. The activism over the last year has been incredible. It's kind of died down a little bit. I think part of that's just winter. People mm-hmm. aren't out as much. But on the political side, they're starting to have some success.
So you're not leaving because you're disappointed in what you've seen up here?
No, I'm leaving.
It's more personal.
There's certainly a spiritual aspect to it. I think I want to go out there, be on the farm. There's some self-sufficiency. I want to be there with my family. If this stuff that I kind of see coming does go down, that's, I think, the place that I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of spiritual development that I'll do out there. And then I think once all of this blows over and we, you know, get through the hyperinflation phase and so forth, that a lot of even the mainstream folks, hedge fund managers and so forth, are saying is pretty much inevitable at this point, I think I'll probably be back. I think there will be a lot of work to do, and this is really the place to do it.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I just wanted to make sure that that people understood what your reasons were for leaving. And you're not the only one who's done this. I mean, some people have come and they've gone, and I wrote up a long piece about this over at freekeen.com, which is where I blog and where you used to blog. You still have a few more days in which you could blog there should you want to. But if people want to know what some of the reasons are, why do people like Sam or Russell and Kat Canning, who are two of the early movers,
right,
who were two of the big inspirations for me to some of the activism they did, the civil disobedience they did, really paved the way for me and others to come up here and get involved and kind of be that next wave of civil disobedience. So I kind of feel like they were the first wave, and then, you know, I and some others like you, Sam, were kind of the second wave, and some, there's going to be a third wave. There's going to be another group of activists that have been inspired by what we've done and what Russell and Kat have done. And similarly, that was also a family issue for them, that they decided it was time to go mm-hmm. back to spend more time with their family away from New Hampshire.
Now, I think the Free State Project is certainly going through some growing pains with, you know, some of the ways the activists are going about things is not probably the ideal way that it could be put in front of the community and so forth. And, you know, there's, you touched on this perfectly in the blog post you did at Free Keen. You know, we're not attracting the best of the best. It's the shiftless losers, as you, I think you put it, that are, can pick up and move right away, and they're not the greatest people to attract, and a lot of them have been run off, but at the same time, the damage was done, kind of thing. So there's certainly been some stumbling blocks, and I think we're learning from that process.
More people are moving than ever before. We're seeing more, I guess, established folks coming up here, like Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. He and his family moved up a few months ago. He's looking to move part of his business up here as well. So that's good. We're starting to see, you know, investors show up. There's a guy and a couple actually that showed up here in Keene within the last couple months and put, like, really quickly put in a couple offers on some duplexes in downtown Keene, which is something I've just been waiting to see happen, to see people with the money to invest show up here, because that's really important in the, you know, the growth of this movement. So we're starting to see, I would say, a shift in the types of people that are actually making it here now, and that's really cool too. So it's not important to focus on who's leaving necessarily, but who's coming next and who's coming here, because a lot of the people that are going made an impression. They made a difference while they were here. You certainly did, and Russell and Kat certainly did as well, and I hope to see you back sooner rather than later, if not just for a visit, you know, something like that, because I know that you your dad has come up here before a few times and has come to events. Of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
always Pork Festival, Liberty Forum
is coming up this, well, there's not the Liberty Forum.
They
canceled it. But the, maybe it'll happen again someday, I don't know. But
it's their intent to do it next year.
That's good. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening, and it's my understanding it's actually expanded to a week-long event, which is pretty cool. So that's going to be a lot of fun. People can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Free State Project. Things are moving on. We're moving up. It's not getting worse. It's getting better. It's just natural that some people are going to go. Some people are going to come. They're going to go. They have things changed in their lives, and we hope to see them back. Because officially, the move hasn't even started yet. I mean, by the time you come back, you may still be considered an early mover. I mean, I'd like to see us reach 20,000 at the end of the year, but that's not very likely. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And you can see that there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications?
Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've gone through the process. I've been to their offices. You can trust these folks. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right. 800-259-9231. Coming up, there's lots to discuss here tonight, including 31,000 new laws. Better get reading. And then also the $13 billion that the state of Illinois is going to have to come up with in a matter of days, apparently, that they... Well, it took them years to create, so we'll see how they're going to try to figure that one out here in a little bit. Also, we'll take your calls about anything. And to the phones we go. Stephen is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Well, I actually have another topic, but I thought I would mention this really quickly. I was helping somebody move a desk, and I kind of got paired up with a guy that I sort of know and don't really know, and we get in this truck. I'm sort of stuck with the guy, and turns out he's this Rush Limbaugh Republican, and I guess he was told that by our mutual friend that I'm big into liberty, freedom, and whatnot. So he started asking me if I knew anything about the Glenn Beck 912 thing, and I said I don't, and I still don't. I'm not really interested in anything Glenn Beck has to say. He said, then we were talking about this and that, and gosh, I was just trying really hard to avoid a conversation with the guy. You know, I just didn't want to get into it. And all of a sudden he goes, well, have you ever heard of that Free State Project? And I said, well, yeah, actually I have. And he goes, yeah, well, I mean, I'm signed on with it, but I ain't moving to New Hampshire.
Okay.
And I was like, all right. So
why would you sign somebody do that?
Yeah, why would you sign on to the Free State Project and not move to New Hampshire?
Right, I know, you can kind of look at it both ways. It's both good and bad news because, first of all, the guy is a warmonger who...
He's a warmongering neocon? I'm sorry, cut out a little bit there.
Yeah, he's a warmongering neocon, and despite the fact that he's a Republican, he's also a Keynesian, maybe if you take a step back, that might seem contradictory, but if you actually know much about Republicans, it's not really.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, it also shows that probably there are, you know, a certain possibly tiny minority on that list of 10,500 that just simply have no intention of moving.
Oh, so, it's probably not tiny.
Yeah.
You don't think it's tiny, Mark?
No, I don't.
Why would somebody sign up for the Free State Project without the intention to move? I mean, that's
a lot of people signed up in 2003.
It's a pretty big commitment.
Think they're thinking about it 7 years later?
It doesn't matter whether they're thinking about it. They made a statement to say, I intend to do this. If they don't mean it, then they shouldn't sign up. I mean, why would anybody take that lightly? That's a pretty big decision to make.
Well, because you have to realize commitment does not mean the same thing to most people as it does to you and I and Mark or a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Integrity is just... It's not as strong in a lot of people out in the world.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, I'm signed on, and I have every intention of moving. Mm-hmm. We have probably a 1 year time frame, but it might be as much as two.
And you're moving a family with you, right?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
So
this is my complaint, thought process on it all. In the first place, is signing up for something on the internet is easy.
It was not easy. It was a big decision.
Right. You took it extraordinarily seriously. I said to myself, well, what does move mean? Move means to travel through space and time. I will move to New Hampshire once they reach 20,000. And if I don't like it, I'll move back in a week and a half. So, I mean, I can have a hotel room here and have a vacation in New Hampshire, and that would count. So, the idea of what move and, what the Free State Project means to different people means different stuff. Getting people to sign up is one level of marketing. Getting people to pick up and move their lives is another level of marketing. Getting people to stay, that's another level of marketing. It's all just marketing of the Free State Project.
You know, to some extent, I sometimes wish the Free State Project would just fold up and go away. Because, like you said, Mark, I mean, there are people that signed up half a decade ago that don't even remember that they signed up. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So what good is even getting to 20,000? What's the point?
Or I think just changing it to, you know, sign up and get here as soon as you can.
That's what I think.
Trying to make this milestone thing.
I agree with that.
Because it's happening now, and it's not like we can wait another 5 years.
No, waiting is a terrible idea.
Not going to, you know, be in the same shape. It's just getting worse each year.
But the Free State Projects board is so bureaucratic. I mean, you can't get them to make that decision. They're not going to throw that away. They're not going to, you know, shut that down. They're not going to get rid of the 20,000 or anything like that, at least that I can see.
The 20,000 number is just some mannequins that get moved around in the window. It has really nothing to do with the project. As a matter of fact, the board doesn't have much to do with the project. The project is to get people to move, and then they do what they do when they get here. So once we moved, we ceased really to be an active part of the project other than our recruitment efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, all the stuff we've done since we've been here really doesn't have anything to do with the Free State Project.
Right. What I actually called to talk about, and I'm glad that Sam's there, sad that this is last night, but Sam, I mean, all you guys are equipped to talk about this, but I think Sam specifically is equipped to talk about it. It is a lot of times I'm arguing or debating or conversing. I try just to converse. I try not to have,
you know, interface.
But whenever I have these conversations or debates or whatever you want to call them, seems to be a confusion on the part of my opponents, if you will, on what the difference is between a country and a, you know, America. Like they'll conflate the United States and America. And I always say, well, I love America. It's just the United States government, the monstrous United States government that I'm opposed to.
I support that statement fully. I think that makes sense.
And it reminds me of, I was reading some Thomas Jefferson stuff some time ago, and when he was getting ready to leave the White House, I believe it was in 1808, he was writing letters to people saying, man, I just can't wait to get out of here and get back to my country. And when he said my country, what he was talking about was his little area of the universe that he grew up and, you know, made his home in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that I kind of wanted you guys to discuss the differences. I'll have to take it off the air, but I'd like to hear you guys talk about the differences between government, why people conflate these things, how they're confused, and you know,
the difference between you cut out a little bit, the differences between country and government.
Yeah, country and government, and is it just like a semantic thing? Like, you know, even the scientist will say that the sun sets, even though he knows that the sun doesn't budge. It's stationary while the earth turns.
Yeah, we'll address this when we come back from the break, but I think the primary thing is getting people to realize that the government is not the people. They're not obeying the will of the people anymore, that it's gotten away from that, and some things to draw those distinctions with that person is very helpful.
Thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. We will come back and talk about that and take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench. All with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Our mobile site is available to you. That's m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams, both dial-up and broadband flavors. So, like if you're on your mobile phone and you don't have the best coverage, maybe you want to use the dial-up stream because you might not be able to handle the broadband one. But if you got good coverage, the broadband will work great. So go to m.freetalklive.com to get tuned in that way.
If you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report at lclreport.com, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, society's cast-offs, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. Go to piratesofsavannahbook.com. Not only do they have a free PDF there for you to download, but there's a free MP3. If you like the book, you can support Taryn by donating at piratesofsavannahbook.com.
All right, so before we get back to the phones, we've got to address the question from Stephen a moment ago. He was sitting in a moving truck with a guy that he'd rather not be sitting with, who was apparently a neocon warmonger, and was discussing the idea or was thinking about talking about the idea of government versus America, or he used the term country. And if you can look up country, well, of course, a lot of cases these words are conflated with one another. Country, you know, the top definition of that at dictionary.com is state or nation. But I like what he said a lot earlier about I love America. I love the ideas about what America is supposed to be. I love the ideas of freedom that America supposedly stands for. But what I don't like is the government. I don't like the people calling themselves the United States. I don't like the control and the taxes and the regulations and the intrusiveness and all of those things. That's not America. That's the government. And making a clear demarcation between the two is an important thing. And that's kind of what he was asking about, right?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what you need to do is ask some questions, think of some scenarios and things to where you can highlight for that person, find out what's important to them, something maybe the government has come in and decided to regulate or crack down on in the past few years. I mean, it's always...
Well, what do you love about America? Is it the government?
Yeah.
You can ask that question. What do you love about America? How many people are going to say, boy, I sure love that federal government?
Is the government too big? Can be is it the right size? You know, mm-hmm. That sort of thing. And get some yeses out of the person and so forth and then sort of dig in from there. But really get them to see that, hey, no, the government, you know, because it's so built in and it starts with the language of the, well, it's our militaries over in Iraq and we're fighting and, you know, we and us and ours and mm-hmm. point that out that no, these people are over there serving the corporations who are part of this fascist government that has taken over and really usurped the power and abused it.
Right. The idea that the average American will agree with you that politicians are thieves and liars.
Right.
But that somehow the military that serves the thieves and liars is made up of good people doing the right thing for us.
Well,
I mean, really, how can you have thieves and liars in control of a group of armed men and those men be good? I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm just saying, how do they automatically get the label of being good guys that are protecting our freedom? I'd like to see any evidence that they have protected our freedom in the last six decades.
Well, they may be good people individually.
Yeah, sure.
Many of them may be. I mean, some of them are psychopaths. But many of them, most of them, I think, are good people who believe they're doing what's right. It's just that why would they believe they're doing what's right when they're following the orders of psychos, of thieves and liars?
Right. And I think to some extent, this idea of America is a myth. Like
right.
the people, you know, believe things about their country or whatever that just aren't true.
Land of the free.
Land of the free, right? Like, you know, if this was the land of the free, you'd think that freedom would be growing instead of shrinking mm-hmm. over time.
It's the biggest myth that there is right there.
Right.
About the country.
You know, and I think that people imagine things in their minds that have nothing to do. You know, that I should love, the guys in Seattle, Washington, more than I love the people that are above the 49th parallel because they're part of my country. Why? I mean, why should I feel anything like that about those people? I don't know them. It's not that I don't love them, but I don't love them any less than I love people above the 49th parallel, too.
Yeah, people are people.
Countries are just other ways that governments, separate us from other people whom we should feel the same way about.
Yeah, they want to separate you. They want to divide you. That's what one of the things that governments are best at doing is creating division between people, whether it's
right.
to say, well, you're part of our country, and they're part of that country, and they're bad, or whether it's to say that, well, within our country, there's the right and the left and the red and the blue and they're bad, whichever side is speaking. Or there's the Christians and there's the gays and they're bad. Or
the Muslims are going to come over here and try and implement Sharia law on
whatever,
of us.
Wherever they'll divide them. They're immigrants. They're bad. You know, there's always some sort of division between that the government puts out there and the people that support the government put out there to essentially propagate their version of things, how they want the government to be constructed and how to oppress the group that is supposedly bad. It's just so sad.
The other thing to do is really to meet people where they're at and remember that, you know, it took me a year and a half to go and to come around to these ideas.
Yeah, that you were there too sometime.
Yeah, I was in this exact same situation driving with a coworker. We were having this conversation. Eventually we got into this is how a voluntary society would work. And his big rebuttal for that was, well, wait a minute. What would keep one group of people from just being the most violent and taking over everything? And I pointed out to him, well, wait a minute. Isn't that the government? His answer was, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Moving on.
We sat in silence.
And that's
the rest
okay.
of the trip.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Because there's only so many seeds you can plant at any one moment. And
yeah.
if you really do keep hammering at it, then that's when they're really going to get offended.
The fence has come
and
up.
And that's right. So you want to just have whatever the conversation is, make the point you're going to make, and then move on to something else and let it seep in, let it take time. And then maybe they'll come back to you later and say, hey, what about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and let's go on with your thoughts, your calls. Doug is listening in Manchester to 105.1. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Doug?
Yeah, what you guys were just talking about is the exact reason to back up the Free State Project and stuff like that. I mean, just because you don't agree with the people running it, or like that Rush Limbaugh fan, just because he doesn't see your point of view, just getting the word out about that is a big deal, and should always be promoting that stuff.
Oh, well, we do. We promote the Free State Project every single night here on Free Talk Live. I was only merely expressing my frustration with some of the ways it's configured. I'm not in charge of it, obviously. I'm just the guy. I'm one of the guys that's promoting it. I think the core idea is why I support the Free State Project. The core idea is moving liberty-minded people together to the same place. That's what I support. Whatever it takes to help make that happen, to get as many liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire, I'm willing to do it. And right now, the Free State Project is still the best vehicle out there, the best promotional vehicle to encourage that. Doug, are you affiliated with the Free State movement in some way? Are you New Hampshire native?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a native. I signed up, but I'll tell you the truth, I had no intention of leaving New Hampshire. I gambled that I knew it was going to be the live free or die, basically.
And it was. Overwhelmingly, there was a vote of 10 states originally back in 2003 when the project reached 5,000 members, and New Hampshire won overwhelmingly over the other nine.
Yes, and I was just wondering your opinion. Do you believe writing and contacting your representatives, would you recommend that? Do you think it matters when people actually send letters and emails?
I think that it makes a difference in New Hampshire. I think that the so-called reps here are a much more contactable, touchable type of person. You can actually, instead of writing a letter, you can pick up your phone and they're likely going to answer their own phone. They don't have like secretaries or anything like that, or maybe their kids will answer, because frequently it's their office number is their office in their home. But at the federal level, I would say it's pretty much a waste of your time.
I think so, because I got the White House and the reps on my phone book. I call in every once in a while, but
I think it's worth doing just to keep them on their toes a little bit. They have to at least understand that there's some of their constituents are out there and they're going to write them letters. I don't think they really listen much, but
sure didn't stop the bailouts.
It didn't stop, indeed.
And they had 90% of their calls were against the bailouts.
Downsize DC at downsizedc.org makes it easy for you to do.
Yeah, that's so true. Downsize DC is pretty great. Hey, thanks, Doug, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You can dial in toll free at 800-259-9231 and take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio?
Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the website for free. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us over at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. They've got pretty much everything you might want to buy. Dozens of categories. Great deals. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Just get your shopping done, amazon.freetalklive.com. You normally would probably shop at Amazon, so if you enter through that portal, then a percentage of the purchase goes to Free Talk Live. Normally, it all go to Amazon, but if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a cut.
No additional cost.
That's right. So start your shopping there, and we continue with your calls, your thoughts about what you want. Scott, listening in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
Happy New Year, Mark.
Hey, Scott the Bigot, what's on your mind tonight?
Owen, his name is Owen Honors, is a hero for taking video films of mocking homosexuals, and homosexuals
what?
Don't belong in the armed forces. But on the other hand, gentlemen, one belongs in the armed forces. No one should fight for this Zionist occupied government. So,
I tend to agree with the statement that no one should join the military. I would like to see it disappear someday and have private defense services in the marketplace be purchased by people that are interested in having those sorts of things. I, for one, do not want to support an organization. Whether they're Zionist, I don't know. But
the problem isn't with the military. The problem's with the funding of it.
This whole country is wrong.
I think there's a problem with the military. Hold on, Mark. If it was privately funded and going around the world killing people, I would still be opposed to it.
It would just be an organization. Right. I'm opposed to any organization.
So there's something's wrong with that.
Just saying. It's the funding mechanism that drives it.
Our
Certainly.
Country is so evil. The government is so rotten. And what Americans are so stupid and gullible, they believe in all of this democracy garbage. Salute the flag, democracy, liberty, whatever. That's a myth. There's liberty for only 0.1% of Americans, the super wealthy, and everyone else is a peon in this country. And our government is getting more ruthless by the day, and I wouldn't trust it. And what a lot of people don't realize, gentlemen, is that an officer could knock on your door at any moment, at any given moment of the day or night, infringe upon your liberties, haul you off, put you in a jail cell. So as far as this democracy goes and liberty in our country, it is a myth. It is phony as a $3 bill. It doesn't hold water. And what's going to happen with America is I'm hoping that the whole rotten structure will collapse. I admire your movement in New Hampshire in the sense that, are you familiar with Henry Ford?
Yeah, he's the guy that made the Ford car. Yeah.
But outside
and
of
industrialized
that,
and mechanized and
are you familiar with transcendentalists? Do you know what that means?
Isn't that kind of meditation?
Somewhat, yeah.
It was Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry Ford took the ideas. It means going back to nature, working the land.
That's what Sam's going to do. He's leaving leaving the city to move out into the woods in Texas.
Let me tell you something. That's the way America was, its birth was through agrarian, its agrarian roots. What happened to America is that we became, I call it asphalt men, city people, became effeminate, weak, and a lot, and then you had...
Hey, I resemble that.
democracy has left America flabby and fat
and stupid.
And this all comes, and what's the sickness, the cancer that runs through America today, what's killed it, is Jewish liberalism.
Well,
no,
that's where you're
wrong. Oh, it's an
I was about to say the dollar.
Think about it.
No, I think the cancer that afflicts you, is your hatred toward people that are of a different origin, of a different plot of land, of a different sexual orientation. That really is a big burden on you, Scott, and it's unfortunate. I mean, there are enough problems that you've identified that I agree with, like the government being awful and intrusive and tyrannical. I agree with that statement, and that's problem enough to focus on, but you don't stop there. You focus on all kinds of hatred and anger, and it really must eat you up inside, because gay people aren't going anywhere. And neither are Jewish people, and neither are black people, or any of the other people that you're so deathly afraid of, or so, under this belief system that they're somehow different from you. It's really going to destroy you, Scott.
I agree. I can't, as my dad said, and he's right, you can't fight the world, and I can't. Let me tell you something.
We just need to introduce Scott to a nice gay man.
Scott, would you, if I gave you a book to read, would you take a look at it?
What's the name of it?
It's by Peace Pilgrim. You can go to peacepilgrim.org, and you can actually write them, and they will send you the book, a copy, for free. And it's about this lady who just went on a journey around the world. She, wouldn't ask for anything, would sleep on the side of the road if nobody offered her a place to stay. But she's got some really profound things to say that she learned from her journey, and one of them is that hate only hurts the hater, not the hated.
I don't know how much I believe.
That's why I would offer or invite you to really get a copy of this book, Peace Pilgrim, and read it. I think it would be insightful for you.
I'd like to say I don't want to type you. I want to leave you with a thought tonight. America is going to topple. It's going to collapse. We don't have to worry about Osama bin Laden and his so-called Islamo-fascists. I hate that term, Islamo-fascists. You don't hear anyone knocking the Zionists. But anyway, afraid that our cities are going to be blown up at 3 in the morning. We don't have to worry about that, more 9/11s. What we have to worry about is it's going to be destroyed from within. Our government has already destroyed so many of our civil liberties that the day is coming very soon where I'm hoping that there will be an overthrow of the U.S. government, and specifically that there will be race wars in the United States.
Oh, jeez. Goodbye, Scott. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I don't see the race war things happening. I think that's Scott's sort of slant on the world.
No, I think more people have come together over the years that Scott does not realize. Scott believes, you're right, he's projecting his hatred on the rest of society, and it just... from what I can tell, is not like that. Certainly, there are people that are racist, no doubt. Amongst all races, there are people that are racist towards others. But I still believe they are firmly in the minority, and that there's not going to be any way to rally people together for some sort of a crazy race war.
Now, I do agree with his suggestion that we're getting closer to collapse, and that the U.S. government, or really the world governments, are going to collapse as their fiat currencies fail around the world.
And he says he hates this country, and I find that when you use the term country, that it's loaded. I don't hate this country. I mean, what kind of statement is that? Do I think that the politicians have created a situation where they've ruined this nation? They've taken a once great nation and mortgaged its future to the point that its grandchildren won't be able to pay off its debt. Well,
that
seems obvious, but hate this country? That's pushing it.
And I think that's what really people are waking up to, is just how bad it is, how corrupt it is. And like me, to whatever extent, they are just simply withdrawing their support and saying, I'm not going to be a part of this anymore. And at some point, it's going to fall on its face.
Yeah, more people need to definitely withdraw consent. By the way, one of our producers is saying that apparently Scott was kicked off the Ed Schultz show today for his hate speak. You had mentioned that to me. Apparently, he makes the rounds.
He's almost a professional caller.
Yeah. And he calls all kinds of talk shows.
Yeah.
Spew his nonsense. Which was not all nonsense. I mean, the guy's right on a couple of things, but he's just so wrong about the idea that people are somehow different. I mean, obviously we're all different in certain ways, but human beings at the base level are the same. Just because they look different.
We all want the same things. We all want, better lives for our children and to...
Social acceptance.
Yeah. To belong to something.
To eat.
To be something, be a part of something in our lives, to make a difference for others.
You know, I hope that someday Scott has some sort of an experience, and I don't know what it'll be for him, but I hope that someday, maybe it'll be in the...
It's just letting the hate go. I mean,
Right,
can you imagine being so eaten up with hate?
There has to be something that precipitates
It's not even one thing for him. It's not just Jews. It's blacks and gays. I mean, he's got whole bunch of hate to spread around.
Right, those are very typical for people that are in that kind of position, but there has to be, I would think there'd have to be some sort of catalyst. There would have to be some experience that he would have that would crack into that hatred and show him the way things can be, and that, I don't know, maybe it'll be...
His life will be saved by a gay man.
A gay black man.
CPR.
A gay Jewish black man.
By a gay Jewish black man, giving CPR to him, and that will turn him around.
Yeah, who knows, man. I hope it'll be something like that, where he won't be able to reconcile his old beliefs anymore. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is coming up. Illinois is having a big budget crisis. What are they going to do? I have no idea. We'll look into it. You can take control as well and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.